The bill passed after the House of Assembly approved three amendments made by the Senate yesterday. Speaker of Parliament announced no lawmaker had opposed the passage of the bill, and all the 148 present voted in its favor.
The result of the count is that 148 honorable members have voted in favor of the third reading of the bill.
The bill will now be sent to President Mugabe, who is expected to sign it into law as early as Friday, clearing the path for general elections, which he insists should be held by June 29, when Parliament's five-year term draws to an end. Meanwhile, Mbizo lawmaker Settlement Chikwinya of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai moved a motion today calling on the government to start the mobile voter registration process afresh, saying the current one is chaotic. He said there can be no credible election in the country in the absence of proper voter registration. Chikwinya said the Registrar General's office has deployed inadequate staff and put up few senders around the country, resulting in many people being turned away. Chikwinya said areas considered to be ZANU-PF strongholds had more registration senders than those dominated by his MDC party.
An area like Mashonaland East is 100 registration centers with the 22 constituencies, while East Harare is 18 centers with the 29 constituencies. This is a clear indication, Mr. Speaker, say that in areas where other political parties are of the majority, like in Harare, where the MDC is of majority, very few registration centers have been allocated for, so that the people who are perceived to vote for MDC become disenfranchised.
Chikwinya blamed Registrar General Tobaya Wamdede for the problems affecting the current exercise, adding he must be replaced with a professional and non-partisan person.
At this moment in time, Mr. Speaker, say I want to give credit to the current chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, who in her capacity has tried, despite her back having been overloaded by people who have been zanonized, like Tobaya Wamdede. She has tried to make sure the people of Zimbabwe are actually afforded the opportunity to go and register to vote, and they actually have ID cards. Madam Rita Makarao must be given support by everyone who is a stakeholder of the electoral process.
He said the voter registration exercise must be redone after an extensive publicity, adding the government must also provide adequate resources for the exercise. Mashingo Central lawmaker Jefferson Chitando condemned what he said was chaotic voter registration. He said President Robert Mugabe, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, ZEC and the Registrar General must be sued for the flawed exercise. Supporting the motion, lawmaker Siyabo Ngancube of Insiza South said voter registration is not about political parties, adding every eligible voter must be given a chance to register. Kudakwashe Basketo of ZANU-PF representing Mwenezi East said there was no need to worry, as the new constitution stipulates that there shall be a 30-day voter registration exercise once it becomes law.
This issue of voter registration is not a party issue. It's not an MD issue, MDC issue. It is a national issue by which we have to see our people registered.
The voter registration exercise, which began on 29 April, ends on 19 May, but political parties have asked for an extension, saying the current process has failed to deliver. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.